Hello everyone, well a great start to the new trading week. We've got the ASX 200 after about an hour and a half of trade on Monday, lifting by about 1% and hovering around that 6,240 level. And that obviously means we're back above 6,200, which is a level we've been really grappling with for most of last week. And we've also managed to hit a fresh 7-month high in the process as well. But today, so far this month anyway, the market's up about 7.2% in October. If the market can rise by an additional 1.7% over the next fortnight, this will end up being the best month for our market since March 1988. So we'll wait and see if that ends up being the case today. Most sectors are lifting. We've got the strongest gains. The biggest contributors are the tech sector, healthcare, mining, and also financial stocks as well. The banks are up on average by about 1%, and many of the large mining stocks are up by between 1 and 2. An outlier and an outperformer in the mining space is South32, which is up more than 5%, and this is after releasing a quarterly update. So it did see output for many of its commodities heading backwards over the past 3 months. That includes zinc, lead, silver, manganese, and alumina, but it did maintain its targets for 2021, which seemed to encourage. There have been a number of underperformers, though, and one of the worst is Crown, which is down more than 10%. Now, this is partly off the back of news that its Melbourne casino is now being investigated by AUSTRAC over potential breaches of money laundering and terrorism financing laws. And another loser today is Opthia, which is down 13%. And this is after the company's back online. It was in a trading halt on Friday and has basically released details of an IPO that it's looking to launch in the US. So its goal basically is to try and raise about $160 million from investors, and will use those funds to help fund the phase 3 clinical trials of a treatment it's been developing for those with eye conditions. Some other losers include Magellan, TPG, Cleanaway, and Meridian Energy. And at 1 p.m. today, Eastern Daylight Time, we're going to get a number of updates on China's economy. In fact, it's the busiest day of the month for updates from our largest trading partner. So we'll get data on economic growth, retail spending, investment and production. That could have a little bit of an impact on our market and currencies this afternoon. On that note, the Aussie dollar sits at 70.9 US.